is the Celebrity Authority Show. Please welcome your host, Sam Cawthorne.
The show here. Super excited about this show. We have Glenn Bailey here, and you are head of finance and thought leader on the Gift of You. By the way, absolutely love the pink dress that you're
thank
in.
Thank you very much indeed.
Hey, also thank you so much for joining us here. Tell us more, the Gift of You. What does that mean?
What does it mean? It's a very good question. It's very much about every one of us recognizing that we all have our unique value. And until we discover that unique value, the world is losing out big time. So it's about giving the gift of ourselves to the world, because we're not replaceable. We're not, we can't be copied. You know, nobody has the experience you have in the world.
Yeah.
Nobody has the experience I have. I've had my own journey to discover the gift of me. And I think through that journey, I'm wanting to share that and make sure other people discover the gift of themselves.
Great. Hey, look, I'm now really curious to hear about your journey. Tell us more about your journey, Glenn.
It started for me 3 years ago. And it was started by the moment that my marriage ended. And in that moment, for the first time in a long time, I realized I didn't have a bloody clue who I was. I had lost my identity because it was wrapped up with being a wife, a partner, and I didn't know where I was headed. I also found in that moment that I'd been navigating a very successful finance career, but I'd done that by not showing up as myself. Mm-hmm. And I think when I realized my marriage had ended and all the attachment I had to being a wife, wanting to have kids, that loss of identity made me really question what was life about, what was it all for, really? And I think I started my journey at that point in time by asking questions around, you know, why do I feel this way? What am I going to do about it? And that's where the Gift of You really was birthed, for want of a better word. And in that moment, I was like, I can sit here and start questioning, why did my marriage end? Mm. Or I can sit here and go, actually, there's something better that I need to be focusing on. And that purpose has got to be greater than my fear right now of being a 35-year-old single girl starting all over again.
Yeah. Glenn, you certainly are very inspiring. And the reason being is because everyone out there, we all have tough times. And these tough times can sometimes be in our relationships. Mm. And the way that you've turned things around is quite extraordinary. If there are other people out there that are also struggling as well, how do they, you know, do you have a process? How do they find the gift of themselves, the gift of you?
Yes, I think my journey, let me start with the Steve Jobs commencement speech that he did for the Stanford University. What he talked about was connecting the dots. And I was only really able to do that once my journey had already started and I was looking back to go, what did I do? So for me, I've got a 5-step process that I've created having looked back at what that journey was. And it started with seeing yourself clearly. I think you don't discover who you really are unless you start seeing yourself clearly. For me, that involved balancing the negative self-talk with positive self-talk, writing down all of the things that I thought were beautiful about me, writing down all of the successes I'd had in my life so far.
Wow.
And writing down for me the impact that I'd made on other people along the way, because what happens when you're in a dark space? Mm. If you're physically hurt, say if I'd broken a leg, I probably wouldn't go out there and decide to break my other leg. But when you're in emotional pain, if you've got an emotional cut, for example, we manage to make that much deeper by giving ourselves disgusting, horrid self-talk about what we're not good at, what we're not capable of achieving. And that makes me cross, because it's not okay to hurt yourself more. So seeing yourself clearly is absolutely necessary as step number one.
That's great. I really like step number one, and you explained it really clearly as well, you know, that the importance of knowing that that positive self-talk can make a difference. What's step number two? I'm curious now.
Step number two is mind the gap.
Yeah.
Because too often the reason why our worlds aren't as we want them to be is because we have this view that is reality, and then we have this gap between our expectations. Mm. Now, I talked about my career as a finance person. I had this expectation that at the age of 32, I should be finance director. So for 20, you know, at the age of 29, I'm on the countdown going, oh crikey, I've got 3 years left to achieve this. And as the years ticked on and I hadn't achieved that goal, I was beating myself up. So that sense of worth, esteem was slowly being eroded because that gap between my reality and expectation, I wasn't mindful of.
Yeah.
And I wasn't asking myself the question, is this gap serving me?
Correct.
And actually, why haven't I achieved that? And part of the reason I hadn't achieved that by that point was, I don't think I wanted to be finance director. And the universe was giving me all of these signs around, hey, come and explore this area.
Yeah.
And I kept going, no, my expectation for myself is I need to do this.
Come on, number three.
Number three is about dropping your bags, letting go of that attachment to that gap and working towards that expectation.
Great.
So drop
Great.
Your bags, let go. Not let go of your expectations of where you think you should or what you should be or who you should be, but let go of the things that don't serve you. You know, drop your bags around people that don't energize you, that people that deplete your energy rather than, you know, encourage and nourish your energy. You know, drop your bags around stuff that doesn't excite you. Choose hobbies that do.
Get rid of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and number four?
The power within. So I found through my name, so whilst I go with Glyn, my full name is Glinda. And Glinda was also the Good Witch of the North in Wizard of Oz. And she once told Dorothy, you've always had the power, my dear. You just had to learn it for yourself.
Come on.
So go within, understand your power, and know you can create the future that you dream of by searching inside yourself.
That is so powerful. Wow. Number five.
Number five is practice that power. Because once you've understood who you are, you've seen yourself clearly, once you've managed to mind the gap between your expectations and reality and choose things that nourish you and drop the bags around the stuff that doesn't, once you recognize you are capable by going in and unlocking and unleashing your power,
Great.
You've got to put that into practice. Because for me, knowing is not enough. Doing is where it counts. And the biggest lesson for me was a lot of what I was doing was all up here in my head, thinking was all up here in my head, but what I needed to do was about connecting to my heart. I had this wonderful moment only 2 days ago where I was presenting to a agent from the Speakers Bureau, and I completely bombed. And I bombed because I'd connected to my head rather than connecting to my heart.
Yeah.
So for me, knowing is not enough. Take action, do something.
Glyn, you are so inspiring, and really practical ways to, for anyone at all, to really get through that place of not knowing who they are. Now they can have the gift of themselves.
Indeed.
Which is just so powerful. What's next for you?
I'm writing a book.
Okay.
It's called The Gift of You.
Great. Good title.
Yeah, and it's all about discovering your purpose by unwrapping who you are.
That is brilliant. Mm. Hey, Glyn, thank you so much for joining us.
You
here
are very welcome.
In the studio.
Thank
Absolutely
you.
Loved today's interview and sharing those real pearls of wisdom. Hey, before you go, we do this little challenge for all of our interviewees, and the challenge is the 10 questions in 60 second challenge.
Okay.
So, Glyn, do you accept the challenge?
I do, Sam.
All right, Glyn, your time starts now. Favorite color?
Navy.
Navy blue, love
it. Yeah.
Favorite food?
Hot chips.
Hot chips, love it. With sauce and salt?
Chili sauce.
Chili
and chicken
sauce.
And chicken salt.
And chicken salt. Favorite celebrity?
Can I count you as my favourite celebrity?
Thank you, yes. Favourite actor?
Morgan Freeman.
Oh, come on, his voice.
Oh,
tell you. Favorite professional speaker?
Brené Brown.
Oh, she is amazing, isn't she? Yeah. TED Talk, just awesome. Favorite book?
Live Your Truth by Kamal Ravikant.
Yes, another powerful book. Favorite movie?
Stand By Me with River Phoenix. It's an oldie.
That's a golden oldie. Yeah, I love it. A favorite city?
It has to be Sydney.
Sydney, I totally agree with you there. Favorite drink?
Pinot Noir. Love a bit of red wine.
I love it too. Favorite pizza topping?
Pepperoni all the way.
Pepperoni all the way. And Glenn Bailey, if you could become, sorry, should I say, if you could be an animal, which animal would you be?
Oh, tiger.
A tiger. Why a tiger?
Why a tiger? A tiger owns who they really are. A tiger is on a mission. They don't have to worry about being anyone other than themselves.
I love it. Glenn, thank you so much for joining us here at the Celebrity Authority Show.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.